Welcome to the Leah Ideology Podcast. I'm your host, Leah Wagner. I'm so glad you're here. Oh my goodness. Hi, friends. Okay. I know it's been a while. I have to be very honest with you about how nervous I am to come back. I don't know why. I haven't been behind the microphone. I haven't been doing much with the podcast, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But let me just tell you how stressed out I am and nervous I am. So yesterday, I have been thinking about the podcast literally nonstop since I took this little break. And I have been thinking about what I want to talk about when I come back, what the format, you know, all the things that go through your head, right? And I finally sit down and I finally know what I want to talk about. And I press record and I record the whole episode and I go back to listen to it. And I realize that my microphone wasn't what was picking up the sound. It was the microphone in my laptop. So it sounded, you know, like the microphone from my laptop. So it was terrible. So everything I had done was all for naught. I took a minute. I took a breath and I was like, okay, this is important. Walk away from it and come back to it when you're ready. So here I am today doing another episode of the one that I recorded yesterday. And I really am so, so, so glad to be back here with you. That was a genuine sigh. I'm like getting nuzzled in here on my bed with my laptop on my lap and my favorite blanket right here beside me, and my favorite notebook with my favorite notes written with my favorite pen. I just really want to be in a good space to talk to you through this episode because it's important to me. This whole podcast is important to me. And you, over the past several months that the podcast has not been producing new episodes, have reached out to me so many times, specifically asking about when the podcast is coming back. So those little things make such a huge difference. Like, you know, when you ask, like, hey, are you going to do the podcast anymore? And it's just so encouraging. And it really kind of helped build my confidence, and I kind of felt like I was on the right path when you guys are excited to listen and to join in. So that means so much. But okay, so let's go back. I probably haven't done any more episode, like the last couple episodes I did, excuse me, I think we're back, oh gosh, probably like in August or September of 2022, I think. And here's how it went down. Okay, so we launched the podcast, the Leah Ideology Podcast, in June of 2022. Like the very last, it was like June 29th, I believe, 2022. It hit the airwaves, right? And it was a hit. People responded to it, which was completely, completely shocking to me that people would want to listen to my little corner of the internet, right? But we were charting, we were ranking on Apple iTunes in the United States, in other countries. We were doing it, right? And my social media started to pick up a following. And what starts to happen when you start building that kind of momentum, at least I do this in my own head, is your gears really start to go. And you want to make sure, or at least I should say, I want to make sure I don't fail, right? So fun fact about me, I've mentioned this in previous episodes, but just to kind of make sure that we are all well aware of where my strengths lie. You guys, I am an amazing, amazing perfectionist. Coupled with also being the queen of the land of overthinking. These are my greatest strengths. I'm not saying I'm proud of them. I'm not saying that like these are things that I'm like super happy about. It's just I am strong in these categories. I am so good at overthinking things into the ground because I want them to be perfect. And as a result, absolutely nothing happens. Right? I feel like a mud in tire, or a tire in mud, I should say. Like, you know, you spin and you spin and you spin and you spin and you're trying to do your best. And you're still just sitting there in mud, and you haven't made any progress from where you were. So that's kind of what happened with the podcast. I tried to digest and I tried to educate myself, and I tried to take in so much information about how to run a successful podcast and what you should be doing with your social media and how often should you be posting and how do you edit properly and what equipment do you use. And it was so much to take in that I think I just shut down inside. I said, you know what? I just wanted to create something. I just want to talk to everybody. You know, I just want to like introduce them to some cool people and talk through what makes life tough sometimes. And, you know, I'm like learning about editing and marketing and, you know, all of this techie stuff. And I got very, very overwhelmed. In addition to keeping the podcast up and running, I have a full-time job. I have a kid. I have other things in my life outside of the podcast, and which is really just kind of like a passion project, right? And so I needed to figure out a way to do the podcast and balance it with my real life. And find a way to do that in a healthy and fulfilling way, right? So instead of just jumping right back into the podcast, I just shut down and put everything away. Whether that was the right thing to do or not, I don't know. But that was all like I felt like I could do. And probably in addition to that, which we'll talk about at a future time, I've been really struggling with my anxiety and my depression and a lot of family things and a lot of personal things. And, you know, now's not the time to talk about it, but maybe in the future when things aren't so fresh and, you know, they're not open wounds, because I'm still healing from it. I still have to do a lot of healing from it and a lot of self-work, because of it. But I think we're moving in the right direction, is, you know, as far as my family and my support system and my church. That was a big one. I left my home church, and I have a lot of I have a lot of feelings about that. So it's something that I definitely want to talk to you guys about. It's something that I think is worth having a conversation about, but maybe just not this episode. But that was also going on, like in addition to the podcast stuff. And so I didn't feel like I had a space to really calm my mind, or I guess I couldn't create anything if I wasn't in a good headspace. I guess I wasn't. My depression was getting so bad that I like couldn't get out of bed. I was really, I wasn't showering. I wasn't caring for myself. And so doing something like being upbeat and talking on a podcast and interviewing people, I mean, that just seemed like such a huge leap. That seemed like something so hard to do. I have a notebook in one of my drawers at my house, and I want to read it to you sometime. It's all I was, you know, every night I was frantically writing down these brain dumps of just everything that was going through my head, all of it. If it was a thought that went through my head, it went on paper. And I went back and looked at those a couple of days ago, and it really made me cry. I had some really really sad thoughts, I guess. Just really sad thoughts. And it's hard growing up, I think, right? And I know I say that and I'm like almost 40 years old, but it's hard growing up and raising your own children and being your own person outside of who your parents and your family want you to be. And maybe you don't live up to what their expectations are, but you are trying to forge your own path and you end up disappointing a lot of people along the way. This is a weird time of life, right? Where we really do try to figure out our own identities amidst approaching midlife, right? So I was going through all of that, and I still am going through all of that. And I do look forward to being able to talk to you guys about that. But it did fall in line with the incredibly high expectations that I put on myself for the podcast. So I got therapy. I got on meds. I got more therapy. I got different meds. I did all of the things, right? And I feel just recently, maybe right now it is May 2023. It probably wasn't until April 2023, like last month, where I started to really feel like, okay, I'm going to start to come back to life here. And one of the first things on my priority list of things that I want to do is this podcast. It's always in the back of my mind, you guys. It is always there because this is something that's growing. It's something that's building momentum, right? Just like the podcast industry itself. But also, I think we have something really fun here. I think we have something really exciting, and we're on the verge of something fun, right? So I really want to kind of explore that and lean into it. So here's what I decided to do. Because I can remember it really clearly. I was sitting on my couch. I was watching my kid play video games, and I was like, okay, just write down who you think you are. And what I mean by that, not like, girl, who do you think you are? You know, like, no, like, who do you default to regardless of the environment or situation or people that you are around, right? Where do you go to feel good? What is something that you could do that would make you forget to stop for lunch, right? What is something that you are, something that you could start working on in any job that you're given? And these particular characteristics and personality traits will always kind of bubble up to the surface for you, right? So here's an example of what I'm not good at, okay? So if I am given a task of stepping up to get us out of the forest with like a compass or whatever, sticks or something, that's not me. We're not going to get out of that forest. We're going to die there. Like, I'm going to hold your hand and I'm going to sing with you probably and tell you how pretty you are. But we are not getting out of that forest. I'm not somebody who is directionally blessed. I can't get myself out of a paper bag. I still have to put up like the L's with my hands to figure out which is left and right. We're not getting out of the forest. Okay. However, here are some things that I do know that I can do well. I know that no matter where I am and no matter what the situation or what experience I'm experiencing, if that makes sense, I know that I am a writer. I love writing. I did it as a kid. I was really good at it. I love writing letters to people. I love words. I love learning new words. If a guy, when I was doing my online dating, and I would meet a guy who could use a word like longer than two syllables. I remember when I first started dating James, he used the word confluence like correctly in a sentence as it relates to water. We all have our things, and good vocabulary is apparently one of mine. So using words and telling stories and eliciting emotion and all of those things I can do through writing, and it's very enjoyable for me. So that's something that I do. I'm in my different jobs that I've had over the years, I'm asked to write. I'm asked to share in that medium, in that space. In addition to speaking, those two kind of go hand in hand for me. Not so much for everybody, but for me, writing and speaking go hand in hand. I don't mind getting up in front of people and speaking. I don't mind addressing groups of people. I like sharing through speaking because I think it's a good way to connect. I think it's a good personal way to have a conversation, right? And also, I think that's where my gifts lie. I'm often asked to give speeches. I was asked to be a keynote speaker at a high school graduation and for a baccalaureate service and for different motivational, inspirational things. And I always enjoy doing it. It gets a passion going inside of me. It gets a fire in my belly. And I get excited doing it. So writing and speaking are two things that I definitely, definitely love to do. And those two things can be supported by me doing the podcast, which lets me know that the podcast is something that lines up with who I am, something that is going to be meaningful to who I am. Therefore, it's going to hopefully be meaningful to you as I share it with you, right? So you may be asking yourself, Leah, what are you going to do so you don't bail on us again? And that's a fair question, friend. I probably have created some trust issues with you, and that makes all the sense. What I can tell you from here on out is that I'm just going to do my best. I would love to tell you that I have like a 17-point bullet plan that that will fix all of it, but that is an absolute downright lie. What I am going to do, I am going to make a few changes, and here's a big one. I am going to move to bi-monthly episodes, like every other week episodes. I was trying to blast out an episode once a week. I think I could still do that, but if I do that, I don't feel like I'm giving each episode the time and care and attention and promotion that it deserves, because going forward, we're going to have these conversations with people that are literally going to blow your freaking minds. You have no idea the stories that these people have to share. And these are just like everyday people. These are not like the Brad Pitts and Tom Cruises of the world. These are just like everyday people who are just trying to do stuff like you and me, who eat peanut butter and jelly for dinner, who don't know how we got to this point in our life where we like, all we do is talk about our kids and laundry and getting them to whatever practice, right? Like that's... Those are the people who are doing amazing things with their, I guess, ordinary lives. Ordinary people doing amazing things with their ordinary lives. And I think that there's something really beautiful and relatable and connectable with something like that. So it's exciting to me to get to share these stories with you. And I want to give them their due time. I want to give them their space to do that. So in addition to creating that time for them, it also gives me time to get everything ready and drop everything in a nice little package for you guys onto the website, onto the podcasting platform, so that when I'm delivering it to you, it's ready to go. Very often in times before, like way back when I started the podcast like a year ago, like a long time ago. Do you guys remember that? We were all little kids. When I would record an episode and I would edit the episode, there were often times when I would drop an episode on Wednesdays, but I was up on Wednesday morning at like 2 a.m. still editing, like trying to get it what I needed it, what I wanted it to be, so that I could drop it at like 5 a.m. So I don't really want to do that anymore. That was really stressful. And it really sucked the fun out of doing it. And so if I spread those episodes out, I think that that's going to be better for everybody, for the guests, for me, for you, for everyone. So every other week episodes, still dropping on Wednesdays, every other week episodes, it's going to be great for everybody. The second thing that I'm going to be doing with episodes is that I'm not going to be editing anymore. What? Okay. I'm going to press record. And then I'm going to press stop record. And whatever I catch in the middle is what you're going to get that week. Because sitting here and listening to the recording over and over and over and over again, I can't tell you how, remember, I'm the queen of the land of overthinking, right? So sitting here and listening to it over and over, I was putting in 2, 3, 4, 6, 8 hours of editing on like one episode. And I'm like, my life is now sucked into this. So I've decided, as real as I can be, that's how I want to show up for you. That's the way I've always shown up for you on Facebook, on TikTok, on Instagram. That's why you're here with me, I think, is that it's relatable and it's like everyday stuff that we deal with, right? So that's what it's going to be. If I make a mistake, if we totally mess something up, you're just going to hear it. If James walks in on me from working outside and he says, hey, you're going to hear it. If my phone rings, you're going to hear it. So it's just going to be, it's going to be more of like a conversation where you're just part of my personal space and it's going to be unedited, which could be fun or not fun. But that's the decision that I made to go forward, because I think that unedited life and unedited things are actually where the magic happens. So yeah, I think the podcast is in a good place. I would love to try to make this part of my brand. And the interesting part about that is that podcasts are usually added to the brand afterwards, right? Like, oh, I have this company, I have this product, I'll make a podcast to help supplement and help to support that other thing. When we, we're going all in on the podcast right now. We're just like, this is the starting point. This feels good to us. This feels like, you know, it's a fun place for us to share. It's a fun place for us to hang out. And so we'll see what happens. I think that I have to put aside all of the noise that goes on online, on social media, of what you should be doing, what I should be doing to have a successful podcast, what I should and shouldn't be doing. And I think that the most important part in order for any of this to be successful is for me to cling very tightly to what feels right to me and just trust it. Whether it's a good business move or not, whether it's a good move or not in any capacity, if I feel that it's right and I've thought it through, then we go that way, right? Then I go that way. I trust the voice inside of me. I'm not saying that with any confidence. I'm saying that as like a manifestation. Like I'm hoping to try, because I don't. I'm very insecure. I have very low self-esteem and very low self-confidence. So I want to be able to trust myself. And this is a good experiment and a good exercise for me to do that. So the podcast is back. And we're going to do every other week episodes. And I'm going to introduce you to some really cool people. And you're going to hear some really awesome conversations. And you're going to be part of my life again, because I've missed it. I've missed it. I've missed talking to you and hanging out with you. I'm always on social media creeping. I have not been great on social media posting, because literally when you're so depressed and you can't even, like, you don't even want to brush your teeth, like posting on social media is like, why don't you just ask me to solve world hunger? Like that would be easier. Why don't you just ask me to sew a pair of shoes? I can't do that. So I'm going to try to get into it a little bit better. Because I like being connected with you guys, and I like hearing what you have to say. And I like goofing around with you over there. So Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok @LeahIdeology. And you can always go to my website. I have revamped it. I have a new logo. The website is all new and it's super pretty, I think. Simple and feminine and just really cute, I think. So you can go check that out at www.leahideology.com. The second thing I want to talk to you about, which I'll talk about really quickly, is I'm going to start something called Blanket Drops. And I am super excited to launch this to you guys. This is all going to fall under the brand of Leah Ideology. My brand is Leah Ideology. This is how I see the world. I want to talk about what I've been through. I want to share the stuff that I've learned. I want to hear what your perspective is. This is my world, Leah Ideology, right? And I want to share it with you, which is super fun. So when I was sitting there thinking about what are these things that I do well? What are these things that, that give me passion? Who do I default to in certain situations? Okay. Writer, speaker. Yes, definitely, for sure. But also regardless of the environment or the job or the relationship that I find myself in, I am a giver. Period. I am a giver. I will give you $10 when all I have is five. I immediately want to serve the people around me. And if you come to me with a problem, I want to fix it. I care very deeply about people in that regard, right? So back in 2018, 2019, I think. There was a huge fad going through America where like blankets and crafting and all this stuff was happening, right? And that is absolutely not me. You got like 100% not me. I think of crafting, like arts and crafts time. I immediately think of popsicle sticks, like sticky popsicle sticks, not like macaroni necklaces, again, sticky. Okay, so I guess I think of arts and crafts as things that are sticky, I guess, and little kids, and they're sticky. So just that whole thing is not my vibe whatsoever. However, I do love me a good blanket. Like my whole life, from when I was a little tiny baby, I always had a blanket. I love blankets. I love the softness of them, the texture of them. I love the softer they are, the more in love with it I will be. So blankets have always been a thing. Also, blankets are a security thing. I mean, they are for children and they are for adults because I always, and like women, please, I need you to put your hands in the air if you hear me. I always have a blanket when I'm sitting because it covers my belly fat, covers my rolls. And that's just the way it is. I mean, people are always like, you don't have to do that. And I'm like, I could also like try and stop blinking. I'm not gonna be able to do that. I can't put this blanket aside. So it's just not an option. I've even had people in my life be like, we're gonna hide the blankets when you come over so you can't use them. And I was like, well, then I hope you enjoy having one less guest in your house. Cause I will not be, no, I shan't come to your house if there are no blankets. So anyway, I really like a good blanket. And in this time, 2018, 2019, there was this new thing introduced to me called hand knitting. And the blankets that came from these hand knitters were, okay, how do I do this justice? How do I make this so that I can portray it accurately? Okay. Let's think of a pile of clouds. Layered with some angel wings and baby clothes. And everything soft in the world. Think of everything soft in the world. Put it in a pile and wrap yourself in it. That's what these blankets are like, you guys. They are the softest, coziest, cuddliest, snuggliest, most unbelievable blankets I have ever touched in my life. And you guys, I have touched a couple blankets. So I took it upon myself to learn how to make these blankets. I learned that this yarn was called Chunky Chanel yarn. And what I thought was kind of cool about it was that you didn't use knitting needles. I was just using my hands. I was like braiding these blankets. And I was making them and I was just giving them away because I like blankets, but I don't need like 17 of them. You know, I'm just giving them away to people. And at the time, people are like, you should sell these. These are so cool. You should sell these. And I was like, nobody is going to pay for these blankets. I mean, just due to price alone, because one skein of yarn was like $10 and each blanket was like 8 to 10 skeins. So you're looking at like $80 to $100 per blanket cost, right? So I was like, nobody's going to pay for these blankets. Lo and behold, a year later, the pandemic happens, the world shuts down. I get on TikTok. I see people doing what? Making these blankets while doing what? Getting freaking rich. Like, they're selling these blankets all over the place. People are buying them all over the world, probably because they have outstanding taste, because seriously, it's the softest yarn I have ever. So it feels so good. So all that to say. Oh, no. I'm missing a part. Let's go back. So I get like really wild about, oh my gosh, all these people are making all this money like with these blankets and I can totally do this. It's like so super fun to do. Making these blankets, I have found, is really good for my mental health. It's a really good activity to do. It's therapeutic. It releases tension. It's a really good therapeutic thing for me to do. And I didn't realize how much I missed it. I did it a little bit in 2018-19, stopped doing it. And then I saw that these people were doing it again on TikTok. And I didn't know how much I missed it until Christmas of 2022. My boyfriend gave me 2 huge boxes of this Chunky Chanel yarn. And my jaw dropped. And I was like, babe, what? How did you, what? And he was like, okay, so we were at Hobby Lobby. We were like at a craft store. And you saw a woman like walk past us with a cart full of this yarn. And somehow, from the time you saw her and put together that she was getting this yarn, you turned feral somehow. Something happened inside of you that you were like, why are you using that yarn? I love that yarn. You know, like something happened. And I thought to myself, I better get my girlfriend some of this yarn because I'm actually scared for everybody's safety around us. So for Christmas, he got me 2 huge boxes of this yarn. And I got back into it and I realized this is so fun. This is not just like, it's not just fun, it's therapeutic, like I said, and it's something that I want to share. And so here we go. This is my introduction. This is what I am working on. This is what I'm very proud to offer you as part of my brand, the Leah Ideology brand. I am going to offer you blanket drops, Leah Ideology blankets. And here's what that means. It means that each blanket is going to be hand knit by me with this Chunky Chanel. You guys, I know that there are other blankets out there, other blanket makers doing the exact same thing that I'm doing, but I promise you 100% hands down, my yarn is softer. It's softer and cozier and cuddlier and snugglier. It's elite. It is absolutely exquisite. So if anybody tells you that their yarn is better, you just tell them absolutely not. You can giggle a little bit in their face and then flip your hair and then be like, absolutely not. So not only are they the softest, they're all going to be hand knit by me and wrapped in, just follow me here, wrapped inside of each blanket is going to be a written note from me to you, like words. Because again, right, I like to write. So I'm thinking like, think message in a bottle, right? Think fortune cookie. But this is a note, words of love or kindness or empathy or support or encouragement or humanity, right? I will write something. I will wrap it beautifully. I'm so excited. I'm using wax seals and everything, you guys. I am not messing around. It is 100% serious. Wrapped really pretty in seriously the softest blanket you're ever going to touch. So it's really, my goal is to give you a feeling, right? Is to give you an emotion. And what that emotion I hope is comfort and warmth and like an embrace. That's what I want it to feel like. Not just the blanket itself, but the words that go with the blanket. Because I have a feeling, if I'm being very honest, I have a feeling that all of us forget sometimes how loved we are and how awesome we are and how capable we are. And sometimes we just need somebody to remind us that we are all of those things. And a hug can do that. A high five can do that. A blanket can do that. Words of encouragement can do that. And when you wrap that all into one gift, that feeling of a blanket, that warmth, that embrace of a blanket, and then someone's words of encouragement and love and kindness, that's what I'm going for. So those are Leah Ideology blankets. The blankets wrapped, or the words wrapped in those blankets. I'm super excited. Everything is so pretty. Very high-end, super high quality. I'm super excited to start making these for you. And here's the kicker. They are only going to be available through blanket drops. That's it. And here's what I mean by blanket drops. You are going to join me on social media, probably on Instagram. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, I suggest you join the party with me over there. You can follow me at Leah Ideology. There is going to be one kind of blanket available each month, one color, one style, one blanket each month. And I'm only going to make a certain number of blankets per month. So maybe for the month of June, I only have, X amount, 5 or 10 blankets of, this beige blanket, right? That's what's available. And then in July, there will be another color and more, and a different amount. So it's really kind of getting on social media, claiming your blanket. I'll definitely be announcing when the drops are and when they're going to be happening, but you have to be on social media to participate with it. And I think it's going to be fun. I think it's just a fun way to put some good energy out into the world. And here's the best part. I really thought this through, because this is also something that is very important and part of who I am, and writer, speaker, gifter, giver, word lover. What I also love to do is just, I love the connection. I love the human connection that we have with each other. And anytime that I can inject, which is not the right word, because I know, like, visually inject is not the right word. Anytime that I can offer some humanity to someone, I really, really try to. It's something I'm very passionate about. So if there's a way for me to give to people or connect with people or really make them feel seen or heard, cared for, that's something that I want to strive to do. I don't think that we can do that enough in 2023, right? Everything feels like it's falling to shit. So why don't we try to create these spaces that are safe and encouraging for each other, because everybody is struggling, you guys, which is like a whole other episode topic, right? So I'm really excited about this part of the blankets. This is where you come in. This is where I get to hear some of your stories and connect with some of your people. Every month I want to donate a blanket or two or three. I mean, like, I can make the rules, right? Like, it's my thing. I want you to tell me, I want you to send me your people, the stories of your people. Tell me somebody who can use a hug, somebody who can use one of these blankets. And preferably, yeah, I want it to be celebratory. You could definitely get one for a graduation or, you know, birthday, all that kind of fun stuff. But really for this, I'm looking for people who need to be reminded that they matter and that they're cared for and that they're loved and that they are being thought about and that they matter, right? I want to hear their story. I want to make them a blanket and I want to wrap up a little something in there for them written by me. So I think the blankets are going to be super fun. I personally cannot wait. These things are so, so, so fun to share. They're fun to make. And I think that we can make a really big impact with them. So I think that I have talked long enough about on this episode. I really was like, oh, it's just going to be like 20 minutes. And we've now passed the 40 minute mark. So I'm going to wrap it up. But the important thing for you to know is that I am back. And I hope I humbly come back and hope that you accept me. I did not feel good about taking a break, but I think I just imploded. I think I just like sat down and then didn't get back up for a couple of months. And I'm doing better. I'm trying to do better. I'm bringing myself up out of the pit that I was in. And I definitely want to talk to you guys about that and some strategies that I used and things that I helped that helped me when the days got really tough. But man, being here with you guys again and holding this microphone and listening to what you guys have to say and sharing everything that we do here, this feels good. This feels right. It feels like something I should be doing. It feels like some sort of calling. And I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're here to continue to support me, even when I disappear, even when I disappear and hibernate for a second and then come back out of the woodwork. So if you want to, which I encourage you to do, if you want to hang out with me on social media, I really want you to do that. Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, with a pretty good emphasis on Instagram. That's where I'm going to do the blanket drops, and that's where I share my TikToks and all that kind of thing. So definitely find me on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok at Leah Ideology. And for everything that I just talked about here, the podcast, the blankets and the blanket drops and everything coming up that has to do with Leah Ideology can be found at my website, www.leahideology.com. The guests that I have coming up, you guys, are amazing. You are going to hear from, we have interviews and conversations with Margaret Foley. Her story is amazing. I'm going to introduce you to one of my most favorite people in the world. He's one of my former general managers, John Casuccio, is going to be joining us for a conversation. This incredible, incredible woman named Sadie Smiley, Emily Wingfield, is going to be talking to us about the Enneagram. It's just, we have so many fun things coming up and so many things that I think you're going to relate to and feel good about when you're done listening to. Not feel good like, yay, lollipops and, you know, butterflies and stuff. Just feel good like, wow, I'm not alone. Like, shit is hard right now, but we are going to get through this together, which I know sounds so cliched, but sometimes that's all we need. And I think the more we talk about the important stuff and the deep stuff and the hard stuff, the more we share our experiences and the more that we embrace the fact that our stories matter, that what I have been through, what you have been through, your experiences, they matter so much. And I'm listening. I want to hear them. That's what this podcast is about. That's what I want to do here. Is to just create that space for us to have those conversations. I cannot wait to hang out with you here next time. Thank you for being here. I'll talk to you soon.